Welcome to SportsMed Res's This Week in Review podcast, where we highlight the recent news in sports medicine research. This past week, we had one post on sportsmedres.org. That's res.org. This post reported a study where the authors found that among 143 people with an anterior cruciate ligament injury, 40% had worsening osteophytes and cartilage defects during the first 2 years after injury. Males and people with a meniscal tear, medial cartilage defect at baseline, or medial bone marrow lesion at 1 year follow-up may be at greater risk for these early structural changes. If we take a closer look at this post, we see that the authors noticed that during the first 2 years following an ACL injury, about 40% of participants had progression of cartilage defects and or osteophytes. The authors noted that physical activity, episodes of giving way during the first year, and treatment strategies such as surgery, delayed surgery, or conservative care were unrelated to structural changes. However, the authors found four determinants of worsening cartilage defects. Specifically, they found that males were 4.4 times more likely to have worsening than females. Furthermore, a person who had medial cartilage defects at baseline were 3.7 times more likely to have worsening than a person without that defect. Furthermore, the presence of a medial bone marrow lesion at 1 year after injury meant a person was 5.2 times more likely to have worsening during that 2 year period. And finally, the presence of a meniscal tear meant a person was 6.4 times more likely to have worsening than somebody without a tear. And it's interesting to note that that is a consistent finding, that we find a person with an ACL injury with a meniscal tear is more likely to have structural changes over the next few years than a person without that meniscal tear. We've previously seen meta-analyses, for example, that by Clays and colleagues that found that an individual who had an ACL injury with a partial meniscectomy was 3.5 times more likely to have osteoarthritis in the first 10 years after the injury than somebody who had no meniscal pathology. Overall, the study provides clinicians with further insight into the connection between ACL rupture and early structural changes that may precede osteoarthritis. However, it's important for us to recognize that we're unsure about how many people who had worsening cartilage defects will go on to develop symptomatic knee osteoarthritis. Regardless, clinicians should be aware of these risk factors because they may help us screen patients who are at high risk and may need to be educated about their risk and advised to seek early care or increased screening. Furthermore, these predictive factors may also be used for targeting future pharmacological and rehabilitative treatment options. Future research may also clarify if baseline and 1 year follow-up MRIs may be valuable in identifying who's at risk for early onset osteoarthritis. For example, you can imagine a situation where post-traumatic bone marrow lesions, which usually resolve within the first 12 months, might still be present at 12 months for a certain person, which would indicate that they would be more likely to have cartilage loss during the first 2 years after injury. Or, as we saw in the Canoon trial in a post a few years ago, you might have a person who their bone bruise goes away after the ACL injury, but then a new bone marrow lesion appears at 1 year, and perhaps that's a sign of something as bad as happening to the joint. Until more research can be completed, clinicians should recognize that male patients or patients with meniscal tears or cartilage defects at baseline might be at greater risk for cartilage loss over the next 2 years. Clinicians should educate these patients about the risk and steps they can take to reduce the risk of joint symptoms and osteoarthritis, for example, encouraging them to participate in weight management strategies and adopting strategies to prevent future injuries. Don't forget that we also share extra material on social media. This past week, our most popular post was a news article about a study that found that graft size, sex, and age influence the odds of an ACL re-tear, post-ACL reconstruction with a hamstring graft. Specifically, females under 25 years of age were at greater risk. If you're an athletic trainer who's looking to get an early start on their evidence-based practice CEUs, then please check out our 4 online courses that are available through the Human Kinetics website. And remember, you can always follow us on Twitter, Facebook, Google+, or LinkedIn. We'll be back next week with more sports medicine research. Until then, have a fun one.